Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi. We're watching the Beavers, who are losing 1-0. They're headed to the bottom of the third.
My man knows this. Dax Whitney here. I think he's got, what, 7 strikeouts? He had first and third with one out and mowed both of the guys down.
He had first and second, nobody out.
First and second, nobody out. First and third, one out, and he ended up striking out the next two. My man is throwing gas.
I think he's thrown between 92 and 95.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the whole thing, but I have not seen him throw anything other than a fastball.
Forget about the curveball, Daxie, give him the heater.
He's the Corvallis Bartolo Colon, short arm fastballs all day.
Yeah, it certainly looks odd. Like you brought up, he looks like he's a catcher throwing it back to the mound.
Yeah, there's not a lot of like long whip to his motion. He just throws it right from his ear, but he gets some heat on it.
Do you think they love it when we don't watch them all year and then we watch them once and have all these opinions?
Like we know them.
Hot opinions. I'm like, oh.
I don't know. Dax, pretty good.
I have no idea if he's like their star or not, but my man's out there throwing gas, mowing 7 strikeouts through 3.
All right. Let's get to the best call from last night's NBA Finals game, and it is not from ABC.
No.
It is this.
바깥에 없이나요.
자, 언더독인 인디애나가 익숙한 상황을 맞이합니다. 할리버튼
프로 버튼을
흔들어.
Oh, by the way, drop right there.
That is the last wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right at the end.
The South Koreans.
We've needed to upgrade our wow
around
here. And I think we've done
it. I think we found it.
We just found it.
It's so good.
Yeah, the South Koreans.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who knew they were so into it? And you can hear them say Indiana in there, which I thought was interesting.
And Halliburton.
Well, I'm not certain if you're aware, but I don't think there's a Korean word for Indiana other than Indiana.
I was not aware of that.
Like if Isaac Rop were doing something, they would say Isaac Rop.
Yeah, cool.
I did send that to my daughter over there. Thought she would she'd appreciate it.
You're speaking Japanese
or South Korean.
Bad news from Oregon camp.
Yeah, this one sucks.
Evan Stewart, Oregon wide receiver, top returning wide receiver.
Yeah.
Torn patellar tendon.
Yeah.
And he could miss the entire season.
Yeah, that's, I would assume he's going to miss the entire season because he obviously has NFL aspirations. So my guess is, you know, I mean, I guess if you made a long run, you know, into the postseason, do you try to come back? But you've got bigger fish to fry going into the NFL. So, and that's a very, very serious knee injury. So stinks for him. And hopefully, you know, I don't know if you get a medical red shirt or if you just get healthy and try to get ready for the NFL combine, but that certainly is a blow because he was a guy that people thought was, you know, a first team all Big Ten type player.
Yeah. So he's in his final year.
Yeah.
So he could redshirt and come back, but,
or if he thinks he's good enough, then and you're ready to go for the combine, you head to the NFL.
But their top 4 pass catchers are gone.
Yep.
Sadiq is back, which is great, mm-hmm. but who I mean, who steps up at wide receiver?
Well, the big one that you're hearing is just it's the freshman kid.
DeCorian Moore DeCorian out of Duncanville, Moore. Texas.
Ah. He's, true freshman?
Yeah, he's the number one receiver in the country. Some people thought he was the number one non-quarterback in the country. And the reports out of spring are is that he looks the part.
Yeah, he's dominated every All-Star game he's played in, and from All-Americans to whatever else, he is supposed to be every bit the number one receiver pedigree.
Yeah, so I think, obviously, you don't love counting on freshmen, but, I mean, two of the best receivers in the country last year were freshmen. You know, look at Ohio State and Alabama. So, there's certainly that. Gary Bryant Jr., I think, is obviously has been around the block.
He missed a lot of last year due to injuries, yep. So hopefully you get something out of him.
So you're hoping something out of him. And then, you know, some of these freshmen, and you've been building up this, you've been building up this recruiting class, and so it's time to go.
Justice Lowe has showed some flashes, but he just had a hard time getting on the field with this last crew out there.
Yeah, because he's a little older, because he's a redshirt junior.
But he
kind of
got stuck behind Tez, Trayshawn, and Evan Stewart, so he may be someone who steps up. And then Jerrion Dickey is another kid that didn't get a lot of time just because of youth and being buried on the depth chart, but he could potentially impact the receiving core.
So it's not ideal. I mean, obviously you were counting on, you were counting on him. And then what is it? Malik Benson is the Florida State transfer. I think coming in, so he's a senior, again, kind of next man up, and you do have the best running back in the portal in Mekhi Hughes, so, you know, kind of come out and run the ball. There are people that think that Oregon may take a step back. I mean, obviously, the way Oregon recruits and the momentum they have, Oregon is going to be a very, very good team every year, but when you look at the fact that it is a rebuilt offensive line, but two of those guys that you're rebuilding, both are NFL players. I mean, Isaiah World, who's your left tackle, some people say he could be a top 15 pick in the draft. So you got the two best tackles in the portal that are coming in, but it is a rebuilt offensive line. The back should be fine with Hughes, and you've got some depth behind him. But your receiving core, obviously now big questions with your number one returning guy being out. And then the other big one is you went from three straight years of Heisman Trophy caliber quarterbacking, senior leadership to Dante Moore. And we just don't know. So
their over-under's pretty high.
Yeah.
Win total.
Well, you would assume,
it's like 10, right?
You would assume that from a talent basis, you're going to be better than most of the teams you're playing. But I think at Oregon, the standard is no longer 10 games, right? You're coming off a season where you were the number one team in the country. You beat Ohio State at home, and you went into the playoffs undefeated. I think that if that is the standard, I think that is.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
I think that's unrealistic. I there's just, to me, when I look at this team and the amount of question marks you have, oh, and by the way, you've got a rebuilt defense as well. I know you bring back some guys on the edge, but I mean, you're in most of your interior defensive line, including, again, very high NFL picks, gone. A lot of your senior veteran leadership at linebacker, gone. So there's just, I don't look at this team and think to myself, this is a top three team that wins the Big Ten. I think to me, when you look at Oregon, I think what you're hoping is that because of the expanded playoff, you can still afford to lose a couple games. The schedule, I don't think, is a murderer's row. I think the hope is that if you do stumble by the end of the year, a lot of those guys have found their roles, especially at quarterback, and that you're one of those teams at the end of the year, you find a way to get into the playoff and you're a dangerous team because you're playing well. But I just don't know if it's realistic to think that this Oregon team is going to be the same team that we've seen the last couple years. I just think there's too many question marks, too many new pieces, and especially the quarterback play. The quarterback play is the one that, and I know that they're really high on Dante Moore, but it's just asking a lot from a kid who really hasn't played a ton of football to come in and replace what you've seen the last couple years, which is, again, really, really high level senior type quarterback. And by the way, both in the NFL.
Their over-under win total is 10.5.
Yeah. I think that's...
Even as a fan, I'm more likely, as a gambler, I'm more likely to bet the 10 that they get to stop at 10 than get to 11.
Well, that's what I mean.
I mean, that's a tall order.
The schedule is, they've reloaded on defense, and the schedule is not hard.
It's not a killer.
So if you say that maybe Penn State clips them out there, they would have to lose one other one, right?
Yeah.
And that, you know, where's that going to be? At Iowa, they play at Washington. They do have USC at home.
Wisconsin in there. And then the other one, they just kind of keep an eye, and I know we're all kind of writing them off, but year two under Jed Fish, and they found some stability there. I'm not saying Washington to me is not a playoff team, but I don't think that Washington is. I think Washington's going to be a lot better than what.
Well, that's your rival.
What people think.
It's up there.
It's up there.
Last game.
That would be one that I would just, I would kind of keep an eye on. But Oregon can be a playoff team. I think that's the expectation every year, to find a way into the playoff. And I think this can be a playoff team. But this in my mind, this will be a step back from what you've had the previous 2 years.
One team is planning to make a tsunami-type offer for Giannis. We'll tell you which team that is. And what if the Inside the NBA guys did college football? That's next on The Fan. Wow!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.